This is the 18th day of April, 1983. I am in York Township of Dearborn County, Indiana. The interviewee's name, whom I am interviewing, is Loretta Keeble Trustman. You spell Keeble, K-U-E-B-E-L, Trustman, T-R-O-S-S-M-A-N. And the interviewer is Rita Kirchgassner, K-I-R-C-H-G-A-S-S-N-E-R. Okay, Loretta, when were you born?
October the 29th, 1898.
Okay, where were you born at?
At Yorkville.
Okay, you were born here?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, who were your parents?
Frank Keeble and Helena Hornback. They got married, you know.
Right.
They were my parents.
Okay, so Hornback was her maiden name.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, now were they from Yorkville?
Yes, both of them. Yeah, they lived here, you know.
Okay, and then their parents came from Germany?
Mm-hmm.
Or where did their parents come
from?
Yeah,
both of their parents, Pop's parents and Albert, their mom's father, they came from over there, too.
Do you know what town or anything?
Well, they come from Lorraine, I think. Lorraine, New Elsis.
Uh-huh.
You know, where's that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. What was that?
It's in Germany.
Right, close the Rhineland area.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Between.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I had.
Who were they? Did you know? Give us their name.
Their name. Well, I'll start with Bill.
Okay.
And Roman.
Okay.
And Louis. There was three boys. And then we had five girls. That was myself. And there was Rita. Now, who? There's five of those girls. There was Irene. And Louise. And Eleanor. How many was that?
I think that's four.
Four.
Yeah, we need one more.
Well, if I had, I think I had five. Little Martha, she died. She was over a year old when she died.
What did she die from?
In those days, they had scarlet fever.
Mm.
You know, that was, bad.
Yeah.
It had been later on why they would have more of a chance, you know. Yeah.
Well, what did your father do for a living?
He worked on the railroad, and he worked on a farm. You know,
mm-hmm.
He took care of the farm.
Mm-hmm.
But he worked down here in that, the railroad down here. He was a fireman.
Was it the railroad in Bonnell? Or?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
And so then you grew up in Yorkville, you and your brothers and sisters?
Oh, yes, we all grew up there.
Okay, where was your home farm at? Where did you live?
Where I lived? Over Arbel? No, over where Butch lives now. That was our home place.
Okay, that's back Keeble Road.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you grew up on a farm. Can you recollect form. Can you give us like what a typical day was like when you were growing up on the farm?
I had to work.
Oh, why don't you tell us what kind of chores you had to do if you had to work?
Well, we helped with our men with all the work, you know, when they went out. We helped them what we could, you know.
What kind of work did you do?
Well, pitch hay. Had to be, you know. And we helped them with the hay and the and cutting the corn on the farm. What
mm-hmm.
to do on the farm?
Yeah. But a lot of people, you know, when they hear this tape, they won't know when you say piché, they won't.
Oh, they won't know what
we're really talking about. Why don't you explain to them, like, how it was to do a hay field? That's what they're interested in knowing.
Well, they had to mow it first, you know.
Okay, how did they mow it? Did they
with machine, with a mowing machine that belonged to the farm, you
mm-hmm.
know, that was on the farm.
So they, when you were growing up, they didn't have to cut it by hand.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they got the size, what they called size, you know, them little hand planting, and they cut them then, you know, where they couldn't get with machinery or a mowing machine, you know. Yeah. Yeah, but they did.
Okay, then after you cut it, then what happened?
Well, they raked it. They had rakes, you know.
So they didn't have to rake it by hand? They
no, they had machinery then by that time, you know. But they made the best of it. They raked it, you know, it had to be. And they cut all the grain with their what did they call them things? Well, it was a cradle. They called them a cradle.
They cradled
it then, and they laid it in rows, like, you know. And then they went and tied it in bundles.
Oh.
Yeah. And you ought to see them, how they could tie them. They take one big streamer, rather about 8 wheat stalks, you know, and they'd roll them together, and you ought to see how they tied them, tree tight, you know, and they tied them and put a knot in it, and they'd throw them around all over, and they'd stick, you know, and put a bundle of them.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that, because we helped them, you know. We used to carry them together then, you know. My parents, why they did them, and the older boys, see, by that time, Bill and Roman and all of them had grown up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what you'd almost call today, combine and the weeder.
Yes,
all by hand. Well, then the hay, did you have to pitch that by hand onto the wagon?
Yes, they pitched that.
That was a long day's work.
Well, they did pretty good, I must say. You know, they brought in about 15-16 loads. That is from morning till night. You know, they worked. They had horses in those days.
Right, that helped you.
Yeah.
But you didn't have what was like a hay bale.
None of that.
Did you consider yourself having to work pretty hard as a child?
No, we had fun. We enjoyed our work.
Did you?
Yeah. It isn't like now. Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't say about
that.
No, we enjoyed our work. And we worked together. We thought a lot of Pop and Mom, especially Pop, you know. He would, and he was just our whole life, that man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Mom passed away, we missed her too. But it wasn't like Dad, you know. We were lost without him then.
And so then you were a really close family.
Oh, yeah. That we were, yeah.
So you worked together and such. Well, now, did you get to go to school when you were younger? They had the school at Yorkville.
Yeah, we went up to that old school there, yeah.
And then what was your school days like when your kids were growing up?
Well, we had our teachers and we learned. We learned like they do now, only the books were different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the same of everything. And we had, then they graded us and we got our grades, you know. And
how long did you go to school? I mean, how many days? Did you go like 5 days a week, 6 months out of the year?
No, we didn't go that much. When our parents needed us, we could stay at home and
mm-hmm.
help them with the work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then later on it turned out different, you know. They had more stricter rules, you know. But then in those days, well, they said they need the children at home, you know. And they allowed them to be home then. But then afterwards, well, it, you know, turned out different, you
mm-hmm.
know. Yeah. Yeah, so.
I guess they probably would need you at home with all the farm work and such.
But were
the teachers pretty understanding of that?
Yeah, and they could go down to Lawrenceburg someplace and ask for them to keep them at home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They would allow them if they had a good excuse, you know, that they needed them home, you know. They would leave them at home then.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah,
So, like, you learned how to do farm work, and you went to school, and you learned all your subjects. Did your mother teach you how to cook?
Oh, yes.
You want to work outside with the men and
kids? I baked bread when I was 7 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And I baked bread and I baked for a thrash machine when I was 7 years. They left me home and I had to bake bread. I baked 14 loaves.
Oh, my God.
At least loaves, it was about this. It raised better than it does now, you know. They had the real flour, too, you know. It was really something. And it was so fluffy, you know.
And was the real flour? Would you drown yourself in your own?
No, we didn't drown it. They got it out here at the mill out here. Teddy's mill, mm-hmm. You know.
Probably Wells is in
here. Yeah, and he had good flour, you know. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
What kind of things did you used to cook? All
vegetables. We had good gardens.
Mm-hmm.
We had awful good gardens. They took care of them too. And when we got bigger, we were out there. Well, when we were old enough to hold the hoe, we had to go along out and do it, you know. And it was fun. Why, we enjoyed it. You know, what was used for mom and pop, they couldn't do it all, you know, after we were grown, you know, a mm-hmm. little bigger. Yeah.
Because you probably had, like, a lot of responsibilities and stuff. What kind of things would you cook? Do you have any, like, old recipes that you don't use now that you used then? I mean, times have changed so much.
I know, yeah. I know what you mean. Well, what couldn't they did their own butchering, and they butchered like we do now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old German way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
They don't make the sausage and everything that they make. They all like so well here, you know.
How did you keep your meat over the winter? Did you
in salt water? Salt. We put it in salt water, and then they took it out of there when it was had it in there long enough, and then they hung it up in the smokehouse. And they smoked it.
Oh, and so then it would keep.
That's what keep, yeah, yeah. Of course, if we wanted to boil off a ham, we'd take a whole ham, you know, and boil off a ham. Rita, you know,
mm-hmm.
You didn't have to slice it all, you know. Then they'd eat it, cooked meat on mm-hmm. them shoulders, and they were delicious, you know.
They're a lot better than they are today, you think?
Well, yes, they were, in a way, yeah. They didn't use the things they do now. They smoke them more, and they too much salt in our nowadays. Well, lots of them liking that salty, but you don't no more. You know, you don't use it no more like you used to. I don't know. Years ago, you couldn't eat no sugar, and now you can't eat no salt.
Well, how many cows would you or steers would you butcher a year?
Oh, not many. No, maybe they'd butcher an old cow, you know, then they'd hang that up and they'd make, they could cook good soup and make roasts out of them, you know, or they wouldn't, that's what they did. And then later on, then we raised, you know, cattle, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that was nice too, but we ate all of that, you know.
Mm, you butchered hogs?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And what about chickens? Did you butcher them?
Plenty of chickens. We always had our own chickens and spring chickens, you know, and all that.
So says wouldn't keep, you probably just butcher them as time as we
yes,
needed?
It, yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Like if you needed
one? We had them alive, you know, mm-hmm. and then when we wanted one, we had to go out and kill them, you know, and clean them, you know.
Because it's not like you had any freezers.
No freezers, yeah.
Okay. Okay, you've gone through that. You grew up in Yorkville and such. How old were you when you got married?
I was 26.
26, and who did you marry?
Joe Chilson.
Was he from Yorkville?
Yeah. But they lived out in Nebraska for a while, but then, I wouldn't even mention that. They come back here and they lived up here, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
What did Joe do for a living?
He worked on the railroad.
He worked on the railroad?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. He had the run from, well, he worked on the pusher down there. He used to have a pusher down there. Maybe you remember that, Jet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he was out, he had the night shift, and he had to go down there and work with the night.
Okay, now what was the pusher? I mean, for people that won't know what it is.
A pusher is is an engine, a big engine, that helps the regular train go up this Weisberg Hill, or this big hill, Rita, you know. Mm-hmm. They couldn't make it, you know. And look at all the coal they had to hold. Look at all the coal they had to hold that, those days.
Oh, yeah,
a whole lot. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they had cars and cars full of them, you know.
So he worked there the evening and the night shift?
The night shift he had, yeah.
And then did he farm also?
Huh?
Did he farm?
Yeah, we had the farm. Yeah, we had the farm, yeah. He'd work overnight, then he'd come home and go to bed till about noon, and then he'd go, you know, and I get the horse, we had a bunch of old mules. You got it all on there?
Well, that's okay. Don't worry about it. So with him working like that other job, you probably did pretty much of the running of the household?
Oh, yeah. I took care of the cattle and the children here, you know.
Because you had how many children?
I had... How many did we have, Aggie? 11. 11. I had 11 children.
But you lost one.
Yeah, a little girl. She was just a year and 9 days old, I think, yeah.
Didn't she get pneumonia? Or?
No, she got... she didn't... I don't know what happened to her. She got poisoned through medicine.
Mm.
You know.
Like an allergic reaction?
See, they didn't know in those days what they know now, you know, with the medicine and stuff. Yeah, that's what it was.
Just checking, make sure we okay. What was Yarkville like? You know, like, to give us a picture of what Yarkville was like in all these years. Can you describe it for us? What are your impressions of it? What are your recollections?
Well, we thought it was great. We had a road, you know, a road built, and we had our buildings there. It was great for us. We liked it. We had our church and our school, you know, and that was our living, you know, and we enjoyed it. Tell you the truth, we did, you know.
What kind of businesses did they have in Yarkville during this time?
Well, they had horseshoe, what did they call them? There's a name for them.
Like blacksmith?
Blacksmith, that's it. They had blacksmiths out there, and what else did they have? Business stores. There was stores.
Did they have wheat off store and... Store?
No, that was a meet-up, but that was George Weedoff's store, you know. And then Harmbeck's, yeah. Grandma Harmbeck, she was only a little lady about this big, and she had a little corner store. And she had all kind of groceries in there for the people, you know, to come and get them. And it was kind of cute that she had it, you know. She had that all.
How long did she have the store?
Well, until I guess she died. No, Mox. You remember Mox? You don't remember Mox Brown? That was Annie's brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, and then they bought that. Annie bought that, and Bill Hornbeck. Then, of course, then he died, you know. And then they went, and then he built the store yet. Or that, but then afterwards he built it bigger, you know. But then they kept it, and, you know, and Wilbur took it. Wilbur bought it.
What kind of items did she sell?
Huh?
What kind of items?
Anything what you can get out of the grocery and goods. Goods, yeah, you know, to make dresses and all of that, you know. And you could buy mostly anything in there, you know, what they could buy. Well, they'd go in the store, in the city with a huckster wagon, you know, they'd get it home, you know, bring a huckster wagon. They call them huckster wagons, you know.
Where would they get their goods at?
Well, they'd go any place where they could get them, you know. They could get them down at Lawrenceburg and any place where they could get them, I guess, you know.
What else can you remember about Yorkville, the town of it? Can you remember anything else?
The town?
I mean, like its layout or things like that?
Well, like what, they built new houses too in those days, you know. And of course, some fixed theirs over like we do now, if that'll help you any.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, who built the houses? Was your husband a carpenter or?
No. Old Frank Ost. Shermie Ost's daddy. He was, and Ed Ost, Ed and Martha Ost. Ed Ost was a good carpenter, and his father. They built the house over at where Butch lives now. And they built Grandpa's, Hornback house up there where your dad lives now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They built that one, too?
They built that one, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Loretta, what kind of German traditions can you see that have carried over? Looking back on all this, can you see anything?
Well, like what?
For example. What can we use for an example? Like the wedding receptions or anything like that. Is that pretty much the same as it was when you were growing?
They had good times, don't you? They had fun, and they played the violins for those weddings. I tell you, and all of they had all the music they wanted. And the people played them themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm. Who used to play the music?
Well, that was, Dave Miller. Dave Miller's day. Not Dave Miller's, but Clotilda, his wife's.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad played the violin on for these weddings and things, you know. And he could play. It was beautiful, you know, how they played. Just like they do. But they played the real violin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have like jazz or anything like that then, you know. They played the real.
I thought
that
was really beautiful.
Oh, you're not kidding. That was beautiful.
Well, did they do the shivaries?
They had them, yeah. Yeah.
Did you and Mr. Trussman get shivaried on your wedding when you got married? Did they do it to everybody?
They come, but we didn't have much because his mother had died, you know.
Oh, so you had quiet.
Yeah. They had planned on coming, but they didn't want to do it then, you know.
Oh, because it was probably a pretty sad time for...
Well, he took it awful hard, you know. Sure, it was hard on him. Of course, I missed her too, as far as that goes, you know. But she was there with him all the time before we got married, you know. And that was kind of hard for him too, you know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Was the shivaree, was that the type of thing that they always did?
They took any old pan, any old tub, and anything they could make noise with.
And then they'd come to where the
newlyweds
were staying.
They'd sneak up in the home and then surprise them.
Was it just the men that did it, or?
No, they went. The women went along,
the
too.
Women went along,
yeah,
too?
Sure. Then they had a good time. You
oh,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was this like a tradition that, when did this tradition quit? Because, I mean, they really don't do it anymore.
No. Well, we did it yet when Roman got married. And
when did Roman get married?
I mean, they got married in May the 4th, and I just couldn't tell you right off, you know, when they got married. Yeah.
Was it probably in the 1930s?
Well, when did I get married? Katie Hofmeyer, when she got married, she and I, we got married the same year.
So if you got married when you were 26, you got married about 1924.
That's about right, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know, never thought about that. Yeah. And we had a wedding over there, and they were all there, you know, at home there.
What about winemaking? Was that a...
That was a tradition. They made their own wine, you know. But then they had presses too, Rita, you know. in those days. They may have got some old ones yet over there. In
okay,
the
tell them what the presses were like. Explain to them how, I mean, this is like you know, I know how to make wine, but this would be explaining to someone who's never seen it made before. Why don't you explain for them how they
Well, they did pick the grapes, and they'd put them in a barrel and let them ferment, you know, ferment. And then they'd put them in a press, in a tub, just a tub. And they had an iron wheel on top. And they'd turn that, and that would just press that juice out of there. And then they'd put it in barrels. And then they'd put sugar in there, and then that fermented, you know, again too, until it was that old. And then they bottled it up. They had good wine, you know. Of course, now they make it good, too, as far as that goes. But in those days, they made...
How many barrels did you make a year? Did you make a couple barrels a year, or...?
No, if you had one, that's about all what... But Joe had two, maybe, or three some years, you know. He put it away, then they'd come and get it, you know, on the railroaders, you know. They'd want someone and stuff. But then Pop, and then they made cider. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know that cider, you know, they
well,
made that.
Why don't you tell them how you made the cider?
Well, they picked up the apples. And then they had to take them to the, you know, what did they, the press. And then they cut them all up, you know, put them through that press, and that made, just like, how would you say, well... Like cut them all to pieces and mashed them, you know. Then they let them set for a while, and then they'd go and press them out, and they put that in a barrel. You know, they just put that in the barrel.
And then that would have to sit to ferment. Like.
Yeah. And that would cook all the foam and everything out of it, see, and then that was nice and clear, you know. Oh, they had good cider. They used to crab apple cider, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just an apple for that, you know. Mm-hmm. It was only this big around, but you
about
know.
About the size of a half dollar?
Yeah. Not, some of them wasn't even that, but that made the good cider, you know.
Well, tell me, okay, it's two questions. How many bushels of grapes would it take to make a barrel of wine versus how many bushels of apples would it take to make a barrel of cider?
Cider? Oh, they took, I don't know how many bushels they took. Just a barrel, now that's just a barrel of cider, yeah. Well, that would take, well, see, when they put that juice in there, and then they put that sugar in, so much sugar, you know. Well, how many barrels? Maybe 5 bushels?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they would use about that much, you know.
Do they use that many of grape, too, for the grape wine?
Yeah. Well, that's just according to how they wanted to make it, too. Mm-hmm. You know, there's different ways of making. But that would be the best for anybody to understand, you know, that they, you know, mash the grapes, you know, see, and then that fermented, you know. And then they dip that out and put it in the barrel. See, and add so much sugar to it.
How long did they let it ferment?
Well, they had it, they fermented it about 5 days, I think. They just fermented that then. And then they had to press it out.
Oh, I see.
See, juice out. Yeah, then they had to press it.
And then they added their sugar after.
Yeah, after it was pressed, you know. Then they put the sugar in, you know.
How much was sugar a pound then?
Oh, it was about $11-$12, you know. And sometimes it was cheaper. And then it got, yeah.
$12 a pound?
No, a sack, 100 pounds. Yeah. And sometimes they could go to Kroger's or go up to the city, you know. They could get them cheaper. Somebody would go up there and give each one a sack full, you know, or something. They helped each other out like that, you know. Yeah.
That was...
And 3 and 4 cents a pound of sugar, you know. But sometimes it was that cheap, you know.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
How about that wine and that cider?
It was good, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do your sons still make wine?
No.
They don't anymore?
No. We haven't got any grapes no more either, you know.
It's kind of, there's some people that still make it. But
oh, yes, yeah. Well, wine is good, really good for older people. They should drink, every doctor will tell you that. Mm-hmm. You should drink some wine, you know, if it's just a half a glass full in a day. And from Germany, that they drank their wine. They drank their wine, you know, from over there.
Well, did you make your own beer?
No, that would have been homebrew.
No,
I don't. We never made any. But they made it around here. You know, some people made it. But I think you have to know what you're doing, too. Frank and Katie used to make it here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to make homebrew here. Yeah.
Well, can you think of anything else that you do today that your parents or grandparents did? Anything else you make?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you still bake your own bread?
I bake it yet, yeah. Yeah, but I don't, here lately I haven't baked any no more. Well, they take it to their lunches and they take that whole bread. It's pretty nice to put in those boxes, you know. Of course, you could bake some too, but you know.
You get a little bit older, you don't like to. I don't blame you. Oh, there's something I want you to tell me. I hope you don't mind, but I want to record it so bad because it's one of my... Do you mind telling them the story that my grandmother always told me about the light that came to Yarkville? Would you mind telling them that? Because I think that was some type of phenomenon that happened that's unexplained. And I thought maybe somewhere down the road somebody would really appreciate... You know.
Yeah, I know what
you
know.
Mind telling them?
What they did and what they could do, you know.
Yeah, why don't you just tell them do you mind telling them the whole thing about like Father Sunderman wanting to see it and such? You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember too. That was before my time a little bit, you
mm-hmm.
know. They wasn't spirits. They was. I don't know what to call them. They used to call them old hags, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to, the priest had to come to the house and bless that house
mm-hmm.
before he got with, because they could do you dirt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They could make your kids would get sick, and they'd get deadly sick, and all of that. I know some of them. I could even mention it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie Harmon, that Ada Harnbeck, you know, and Annie Harnbeck's too, her little, that Ada, she's having an awful bad time.
Well, why don't you tell them what happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Well, she was a nice little girl. She was she and Goldie, you know, it was
mm-hmm.
Ada and Goldie, and they were always down home, you know, and they'd come in and... And then Mom would give them some a little piece of sandwich or something, and they enjoyed it so much. And they went up there, and there was an old lady living on the other side of the street. And she knew the tricks of the trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she fixed them. She cursed him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie then, later on, she found a box full of candles in her attic. And that was in shape of a cross, twined up in the shape of a cross. And then from that on, she wasn't well no more, you know. She had that power over, you know. That's what they...
Power
over the devil himself, you
mm-hmm.
know. You know. Well, years ago they used to could do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even now when they come from Germany, those boys, given that World War I was, when they come from over there, they knew what to do, how to do that, you know. Yeah.
Well, was the cross, the intertwined cross that was found in that lady's attic?
Yeah, that was candles, blessed candles she had up there, and she put them up in the attic to put them away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dave was in the shape of a girl.
Because Annie was never a wild person, was
she? Oh, no. No, not
Did
Annie.
Did they ever
no.
think there was any way they could get rid of that curse?
Yeah, they could have. And she lived right across the street. Mm-hmm. You know, that old lady, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it when that light came to Yorkville? That was during your time, though, wasn't it? Or was it a little bit before?
What did it do? Can you tell me anything it did?
Because remember, didn't a lot of the people see a light, a flat beam of light? Did you ever hear this?
No, I don't think so.
My grandma told me that they would see that beam of light and Father Sunderman wanted to talk to it. It would flash, and then when someone died, it went into his grave. Do you ever remember anybody ever talking about that?
No, I didn't. I wouldn't know that.
I don't know. Grandma's away would always tell me that. But then she would tell me...
Now, maybe her mother knew more about it than what... Well, we had a lot of that going, you know.
But then tell us, she told me some things about how you could tell if a person was a hex. You know, because she said, like, when your feathers in your pillow would form a cloud.
Yeah.
And if you boiled them, then the next person you saw was a hex. Is that right? Do you remember?
Oh, they cooked them. They put them on the stove. They cooked them feathers.
Did you ever do it?
No, I didn't do it. But we had we did show one time. Somebody come and stole his ropes, you know, from down the moor. And he says, "I'm going to fix him." He says, "I'm going to put that rope." No, you were supposed to take some ashes where he had his footprints, you know, and put them in the dish and put them in the stove, you know, and heat them up. Then he would die, you know. But he didn't die.
The hex didn't.
No.
Oh. Well, what kind of things like that do they believe in? Because some of it was really real.
Real, yeah, you're not kidding. Yeah, we had some doozies here in town, you know.
Well, let me flip the tape. Will you tell us a couple? Let me see.
No. They had to go up there and kneel in front of the altar. And not down in the lower section. They had to go way up to the altar,
mm-hmm.
where the Blessed Sacrament was and all, and kneel there before that priest could give him the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That was, it was a little eerie, you know, that the priest has to come. And he went to houses, too. They went to houses, too, when they had problems, people, you know. Well, we had at home when we built a new house. And they had a lot, leave, all of us would leave in the evening, and when we was gone, we'd seen a light in the house. There was always a light in the house, you know. And then when we get them home that far, that light went out, but it was hot. That light was hot, though. That I know because we looked. But I'm right now. How could they do that, though, you know?
But they didn't mean any harm, did they? Probably
we didn't have any, no. No. Not that we knew, but it was hot. It could have burned, you know, or... But how they did it, I don't know.
Can you recall any other stories about, I mean, because you don't have to mention names.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But, you know, anybody else that was cursed or that had had trouble with hexes or that was, you know, plagued with the hexes or anything like that?
Yeah, I know of some women, they had to go up there in front of the altar and get blessed before they had babies.
What was wrong with them?
What was wrong with them? They just got this big around.
They got five times
bigger. Just bigger than what they should have been. And that happened to one of my dad's sisters, but don't say nothing, you know.
Yeah.
But that happened to one of his sisters.
And they had to...
Yeah, had to take her up there, and he said he couldn't do nothing. He had to bring her up there to the altar. And she had to kneel in front of the altar.
They
had her blessed, yeah. He had them dead wrist, then she just felt fine. Yeah. But now how can they do it? I don't know. But they did it, because I remember that even, you know. And some of them even went to the city to some of them what really knew the ropes of it, you know. They had them, you know, and you could go there, and they charge you so much money to take that curse off of you, you know.
What were those people called that could take the curse off of you?
I don't know. They was just as bad as the one that put it on, I guess.
They charge to take. Did it usually work, though?
Yeah, they said they did. Now I don't know.
But did the hexes ever put like curses on your crops or somebody's crops, or was it mostly?
Not that I know of.
Or mostly, it sounded like they did a lot when women were bearing children.
Yeah.
But you were never.
They could hurt crops. They did already too. You know, they used them. You know, they take some, like they take tomatoes, you know, and they throw them in the field, you know, and that stuff, and they would all rot, you know. That really happened, you know. Yeah, so.
What were the hexes like? Was it just like part of the devil taking over somebody?
They have to sell their soul, they say. You have to sell your soul. How do you sell your soul?
Mm-hmm.
Well, give yourself to him, you know. You have to just, I guess, go along with it or what, I don't know.
They said sometimes the hexes could take many shapes and forms.
Yeah,
could become anything it wanted to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody ever get frightened off by the hex or a curse? Did anybody ever leave Yarkville over it?
Not that I know of. But they had some at Elsa's. They had, and then here too, you know, they said they had one, and she said she was gonna cut his arm off, some young man, and he gave her a good cousin, you know, and then she never did, because he went to the priest and had it blessed. She could she have done that.
I don't know. Sometimes they say that they can.
Yeah, they can, yeah.
Like it's just, could any of them ever cast what they call like that evil eye or anything?
Not that I know of, no.
You ever had any problems with that or anything?
The boys, that was Bill and Roman and them, you know, and there was Uncle Charlie's boys. They lived there where Elsie Bishop lives now, you know. They lived there, and they teased the heck out of that one old woman. And she'd come out, and she wouldn't have to grow any radishes or anything. She could just go and milk them out of a towel, you know. And then we called him Sepp, you know, and Bill and Roman. And they went up there, and they went through the fence, you know, and they crawled in there. And she got after him, you know, the old woman. He says, "Not don't run now, boys. Now's the time to give it to her."
Oh.
Tell you, we had a laugh at that. He says, "Don't run now, boys. Now's the time to give it to her when she comes out."
Well, can you ever remember if anybody ever got hurt by the hexes, or was it just mostly just a mind type thing?
I guess it was, well.
Because the priest could usually help them out.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
But do you ever remember if anybody ever got hurt?
Hurt, no. But they The one threatened to cut somebody from else's his arm off, you know. Mm-hmm. But she never got to doing it. Mm-hmm. He went ahead his father, I think, went and took an axe or something and cut that stump all to pieces, and they said she lost her arm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What, did he cut like a stump of a tree or?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
You know a kind or a
different? No, I wouldn't know what kind that was. But that was told to us,
yeah,
you know.
It probably had to be a certain kind.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you remember any of the other incidences like that happened with it?
Well, I tell you right now, well, the boys used to know more about that, and they'd go and she'd ask him to come in and eat, and she'd milk radishes out of a towel. Get a whole bowl full of radishes and set them all down. Did you get something else and put it on, and put it over there on the table? And she milked it like out of a towel. Now, they've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Do people really seen
yeah.
that, you know? Now, I don't know, that's kind of hard to believe, but I guess if they have the power, I imagine they could do it, couldn't they?
Uh-huh. But they have that type of power.
Yeah.
That could really...
Yeah, yeah. They
it's hard
could
for
do
us
that.
To... Because there doesn't seem to be as many hexes around.
Oh, no, it's over with. But when they had that Second World War, they was bad when they come back. You know, they knew the tricks of the tree. Well, see, Germany was known for that, you know.
Is that how the hexes started here? Was it people who came
from Germany.
They knew.
From Germany, yeah. And they knew, they learned it over there, see. And then they come over and brought it over here, you know, just to try it out. And, you know, how that'll go, you know.
To get power over people.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Were you ever really afraid of it at times? Or?
No, I don't. I never was afraid of it. The only, Mary Wiedemann, that was Roman Wiedemann's wife. She come to me and she says, are you alone of a night when she was working? I said, yeah. She said, aren't you afraid? Oh, I said, I ain't afraid of the devil. And she laughed, she walked up the road and she laughed. I says, what for?
Well, were some of these hexes, would they go like the church? Would they go to the Catholic Church or?
They could go to church, yeah. Yeah. They had neither Aunt Annie lived and Annie Snitzer, she lived up there in the city, you know, and I used to go down there. And there was one woman and a man and her sons were living right next to Aunt Annie, you know. And she was good, you know. And her boys wanted to go back to Germany, and she didn't want them to go. And she said that she's going to cut their arms off, you know, or they're going to die or get hurt, you know. And the one fell and broke his two arms, I think, you know, and he couldn't go, and he never could use it again. You know,
yeah,
that's the truth, you know.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
when Aunt Nanny's there, you know, Aunt Nanny's there. But they weren't afraid of it, though, that she would do it. She did it to her own children. They say if you can't get anybody to work on, you'll use your own family, your own children, you know. And it was the truth because she did, you know, there. And they lived right next to Aunt Nanny, you know.
What do the hexes really want? Yeah, just like power over somebody else or something?
Power, and they get, May. Well, she was sore at that young man, see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He wanted to go to Germany with his wife, and she didn't want him to go, see. And she says, I'll fix you. She said, I bet you ain't going no place. And he really did, you know, he fixed her.
I'm glad they're not around too much anymore, aren't you?
Yeah, in a way, you know. I can't see that they have that much power that they can just go ahead. But they said if they can't get nobody else to work on, they'll get their own children, you know. Yeah, they do them dirt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me to believe, though.
I know, but they say it.
They
really
say
happens.
It really happens, you know. Yeah.
It makes it really.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you think of any other incidents either? You're really taxing your brain.
No, I'm just talking about it. I'm thinking about Grandpa Harnbeck. They lived back there where Belle Beerstorfer's lived now, you know, in that house. Yeah. That was a real old house, you know. And she'd always go up there and she'd aggravate the thunder out of Grandpa, you know.
This old lady?
Yeah, and she was one of them kinds, you know. And she'd always go up there and do him dirt, you know. And he said, if you do that again to me, she said, you're going to feel sorry. And she just laughed in his face, and she went and threw her bonnet at him, and he went and took a stick and beat the heck out of that bonnet. And that fixed her. He fixed that bonnet. He beat the heck out of it.
What happened to her?
Well, she just had all she wanted.
Oh, kind of like...
She could she had an old bonnet, you know, like they used to have on, and she was gonna run away. Now here, then while she was running, she dropped that bonnet, and then she got after her, and he got that bonnet, and he beat the heck out of her, and then she was pretty sick then, you know. Yeah, and she didn't bother nobody no more. She quit then, you know. No. Believes that. No, it's the truth. I know it is. It was Grandpa, you know.
Because, Grandma used to say that they would talk about how they would just do little things to them.
Yeah.
It just makes it really bad. I know it's interesting. I'm glad that they're not around anymore.
Oh, it's a bunch of... It's foolish, isn't it? You know, that they do that, though.
The way they want to annoy people.
Yeah, and make life miserable for them, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I guess they get a bang out of it, I guess, or something. Or try it, and then they see if it works, I guess.
Well, the devil makes them part of it or whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I know. Well, I won't keep you too much longer. But do you have anything else you'd like to add? I mean, or anything?
I wouldn't know what we said.
What
we said too much.
Oh, no, but...